Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, asking for your support in KALW's spring membership campaign. Go to KALW.org and click Donate Now. We appreciate it.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Bay Area is a music lover's paradise. Any night of the week, you can go out and hear jazz, hip-hop, Afrobeat, Indonesian gamelan, Western chamber music, or whatever your heart and ears desire. But despite that diversity, sometimes musicians themselves can feel siloed in their own genres. The project Undercover Presents aims to bring the Bay Area's musical communities together on one stage. KALW's Jen Sheehan tells us more.
Undercover Presents is a concert series that brings together Bay Area bands and musicians to reinterpret a classic album with a different musical act doing each song. The next one will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the iconic Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. An orientation of sorts is taking place at the recently renovated UC Theater in Berkeley. A couple dozen musicians and producers have just tromped around on a tour to get familiar with where they'll be performing. And now, more importantly, they're meeting each other over beer and pupusas.
It almost feels like when you get in the swing of it, almost like a musician summer camp.
Kevin McCann plays keyboards in the San Francisco indie rock band Eyes on the Shore. He's actually played in an undercover show before, but with a different band.
There's so many people, you're running around, and you're making new friends and making all kinds of crazy connections that you wouldn't normally have made. You know, people in pretty diverse genres of music that you're not necessarily going to be on the same bill ever. And all of a sudden, we're all thrown in the same room, on the same stage, doing the same thing. It's pretty incredible.
These shows have happened for 7 years now, with a diverse range of source material. The series has included tributes to funk legends Sly and the Family Stone, punk heroes Green Day, British folky Nick Drake, and Icelandic genre tripper Björk.
You think you're denying me or something? Well, I got plenty.
Every show has a different guest music director who helps curate the bands and guide the sound of the show. For Sgt. Pepper's, it's Joe Begale. After the meet and greet, he addresses the musicians.
Oh, I'm just so happy that you guys are all here. The Beatles is like my number one, and the reason that all of y'all are here is because you represent the badassery that we have here in the Bay Area. And I think we all share a common bond in terms of how that band has inspired us and informed us.
The idea for Undercover Presents was dreamed up by Liz Luke and Cherith Primawardana. After a night of brainstorming, they landed on a concert featuring the Velvet Underground and Nico album. The very next day, they started making phone calls. Within a month, they had put together a lineup. The Bay Area was abuzz. Well-known musicians were asking if they could join. They added a second show when the first one sold out.
And what costume shall the poor girl wear?
To all tomorrow's party.
The concert was a roaring success. Liz Luke thought it would be a one-off.
But after the first night, I definitely saw that. I saw the chemistry that was happening between the musicians and in the audience. I saw musicians getting huge really fast after this gig and being given opportunities that they normally wouldn't be able to get.
Now, Luke has executive produced 14 Undercover Presents shows. She takes care of all the behind-the-scenes stuff, like booking, promoting, and holding the vision of the project. She's not a musician herself, but says she's Undercover's executive music enabler.
Musicians started recording on albums together. They started sharing concert bills together. They started just inviting each other out socially. And for the audience, it became really special because there were people who have never listened to Afrobeat music. they never thought they'd be into hip hop. And the favorite moments of mine are like at the Freedom Salvage when we present an electronic act and all of a sudden a silver-haired lady gets up out of her chair and starts dancing. And for me, those are the things that make me do what I do.
She says it's important to her to keep the lineups fresh, to invite new musicians into the project every time. This is to keep increasing the breadth of the community, but she also says she wants everyone in the audience to be able to relate to someone on stage at some point in the show.
And so that can mean a lot of things. That could mean cultural backgrounds, that could mean age, it could mean body type, it could mean sexual orientation, it could mean ability. And we are incredibly thoughtful when looking at the roster to make sure we aren't skewing too much one way or the other.
The musicians in the Sgt. Pepper's show are from genres ranging from soul to jazz to pretty much anything you can imagine. That's Rohan Krishnamurthy. He's a classical Indian trained percussionist who's also studied jazz, Western classical, and pop music. He's going to cover Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite with saxophonist Prasant Radhakrishnan and keyboardist Colin Hogan.
There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there.
Krishnamurthy says he sees the Undercover Project as a way to bridge cultural and geographic divides in the music world.
Here in the Bay, you know, there's actually, the Bay has one of the largest Indian diasporas in the country, but the Indian arts scene is actually quite sort of separated from a lot of other arts scenes.
He's excited to pay tribute to a band that helped pave the way for his own musical blend of Indian and Western influences.
Of course, you know, a lot of people know that the Beatles were heavily influenced by Indian music and Indian spirituality. Within You and Without You is kind of this piece in the album that's heavily influenced by Indian music in a very obvious way. There's sitar, there's tabla. But we thought this would be an interesting kind of challenge. What if we took a different piece like Mr. Kite, which, you know, has all these sort of circus kind of, you know, effects and elements, and what if we brought this kind of Indian classical and contemporary jazz, you know, perspectives to it?
Singer-songwriter Kendra McKinley says it's this chance to celebrate her musical heroes that she's most excited about. She's covering Lovely Rita.
I listened to them exclusively until I was 12 years old. To me, they were music, and everything else was extra. For me personally, it's so much more about celebrating this band and what they've provided for people rather than it being an opportunity to, you know, showcase the individuals.
My favorite part is standing backstage, watching the musicians, watching the other musicians, and it's incredibly, incredibly special.
Music enabler Liz Luke has been bringing artists together with Undercover for 7 years now. She's hoping for at least seven more. And she can do it with a little help from her friends. In Berkeley, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.